Hey everyone, welcome to Nier. My name is Jay, your DM.
I'm Amy, playing Bijou, the High Elf Glamour Bard.
I'm Ian. Hi. I play Harry, the Fearbog Druid.
Hi, my name is Andrew. I'm playing Reeve Vitejevich Kolosevsky, the Paladin Hill Dwarf.
And I'm Aaron. I play Tatsuo, the Human Samurai.
All right, so we left off last week where you guys had turned Fam into a mist. The mist flew away into the night, and you are left surrounded by vines.
Could we have followed it? Can we have followed the mist?
Yeah, you can.
Like sneaking after it?
Can I smell it? Can I still smell the like lingering effects of the mist? Can I like follow it like a little trail?
You can, but it's also going to be going through places that like you guys can't fit through. So like you can follow it for a while and kind of see like what direction it's going into.
Yeah. I want to follow it as close as I can for as long as I can, as stealthily as possible, using my rogue stuff.
Reeve, you're also in a town full of stank. There are vampires everywhere. Now, I'm just saying, I don't know if you can pinpoint certain vampire smells.
It's basically like the smell is that of a funky town. Yeah, so you guys, you follow it for a bit and are kind of trailing it, but it goes into one of the sewer grates that you guys obviously can't fit through and disappears down there.
Okay.
I could if I have one more change. I need a rest, though. I could have become a mouse.
I'm going to go back to the group and just kind of say where I explain what direction it went in.
Oh, you just went by yourself? I thought we were going as a group.
Oh, if everybody went, then we're all together. I didn't know everyone was going with me.
My intention was also to go.
Yeah, I would have went.
Okay.
So, well, I just assumed everyone went because everyone said they wanted to follow it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I guess we should get a rest and wake up really early in the morning. I think we should try to find where he sleeps. Because he'll either be following us, if we don't, out of spite, or, worse, Claire Black and Juliet Black, two very powerful vampires, will be on our tail because we promised to deal with Fam and we didn't, so...
You making deals with vampires?
Of course we did. That's how I got all this information.
Bijou made the deal.
All right, well then I'll be killed by... Maybe I'll just let myself be turned into one and then I'll just come kill you all myself.
My goodness.
Seems unpleasant.
I personally did not enjoy the attempt on me, so I don't think you would.
No. Okay. All right, well let's go find somewhere to rest for the night.
Yes. Is Ian's hit points like are Harry's hit points permanently down?
That's not something you need to worry about right now.
Yeah, we don't know. We can't just ask like that.
What's the closest inn that doesn't smell like farts?
Oh, that doesn't smell like farts? Well, you're able to find you kind of wander the town a bit. You do find an inn kind of right next to that casino. You walk in and you notice everyone has like the same types of employees from the casino where they all have the high collars, and Reeve, you just get an overwhelming stinky smell in your nostrils.
I just go, oh Lord, not here.
All right. So you go and you find some more inns and you find one that doesn't smell. This one actually smells pretty nice. And it's tended by a half-elf woman. Very nice clothing. And it seems like everyone, like the kitchen staff at the inn and like the owner kind of wandering around, all have almost like a uniform of like a lush green tunic and gold trimming. And they offer you a room for 500 gold pieces a night.
Jeez.
I ask if I can play a gig there.
Well, are you well known in these parts?
I should be. My name is Bijou.
Bijou. Let me see.
Actually, I shouldn't have said that. I realize I shouldn't have said that, but I already did.
It's too late. Mm-hmm. You're bragging about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the Bijou.
He's typical glamour bard.
You know what? Never mind. 500's too steep for me, and I'm going to leave the bar. Because I just gave my name.
All right.
Oh. I'm going to cast Disguise Self and look like my... my halfling person.
You can come back in.
As I'm like walking out of the door, I'm casting Disguise Self, and I look like a blonde halfling woman.
Okay.
Do you come back in?
You walk out. As soon as you walk out, a very portly, rich-looking halfling gentleman sees you and says, "Oh, hello. How are you today?"
I'm doing well. How are you?
Oh, very fine, very fine. Are you staying at this inn?
Well, it's a bit expensive for my taste.
Oh, well, would you like to go on a date sometime?
Maybe.
Oh, very well. I don't know.
What do you have in mind?
Well, I do like to see I do like to go to the tracks and see the races. Would you like to go to the races with me sometime?
Why don't you meet me here tomorrow?
Oh, wonderful! I would plan on it.
All right.
And he walks away.
Got it.
As I'm walking around this tavern on the outside, do I see any rooms that do not have lights on? That have windows open?
Outside of the tavern?
Yeah. Like, are there any windows?
Yeah.
Is this like a tall building?
Yeah, it's pretty, it's...
So there's no like ground level windows?
No.
Okay, never mind.
Well, there are, but they're all to the tavern. Like at the tavern takes up basically the whole first floor.
All right, I'm going to walk back in and I'm going to see my friends and be like, "Hey guys, how are you?" Because I look different now.
Does she still have the button, the communication button, so we can recognize her?
You don't see it. It's like absorbed into my disguise.
Oh, okay. So we don't know who you are.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Reeve.
Oh, do I know you?
You're so silly. We were just together.
Oh!
Meeting up with an old friend.
Oh, right. Oh.
I get so excited about like people like being stealthy and lying and stuff. It's
like you're involved now.
Like I can't do it, but I like seeing it sometimes, you know.
Is it easy to get upstairs?
I mean, there's stairs upstairs. There's not a guard or anything.
Is there like a balcony, or is it like when you go upstairs you're not seen anymore?
Yeah, it's kind of like there's like almost like motel style, where there's like a walkway around that like you can look up and see like a little walkway around where it goes into all the rooms, you know.
Mm-hmm. And what time of night is it?
At this point, it's pretty early. Like it's probably pretty close to sunrise.
Oh, okay.
Because you've been up fighting vampires all night.
Mm. I'll just pay the 500 to get a room. I'll ask them for a room and I'll pay 500.
We could split it. How many beds are in the room?
One bed.
That's lame.
I'm going to pay 500 for my own room.
I'll do the same.
Yeah, I'll take what I have and buy myself a room.
All right.
I guess I'll do the same.
Harry, you're down to 4,900. And one.
I keep forgetting how much that's insane.
I picked up 4,000 of something and I can't remember what it was.
Crickets.
Doubloons.
No, it was something last episode. Man, I can't remember what it was now.
It was gambling money.
Oh, it's the chips. That was it. That was the chips.
You might be able to use them.
Gambling chips.
It's a casino town. They were like, yeah, we'll take your chips.
So everyone's getting their own rooms?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yep. Long rest.
Long rest.
Rest it up.
Mm-hmm.
When you come down, it's you're woken up by the smell of the most delicious food you've ever smelled in your life.
Does it smell like bakey?
Oh my god, it's like if you had if it was bacon, but then the bacon just smelled more expensive.
Like pork belly?
Oh my gosh, like it just smells like delicious, delicious bakey.
So like if you took, I'm just kidding. I'll stop.
Please don't.
Is it the kind of smell that when you smell it, your feet just kind of levitate off the ground and you just kind of hover in the air like this?
Yeah, it actually has a magical power that causes you to levitate if you fail a wisdom saving throw. It smells that good. So, Reeve, make a wisdom saving throw.
Okay, a wisdom saving throw?
Yeah.
Oh, a 16 plus...
You realize that it's just bakey.
Okay.
And you stay firmly planted on the ground.
Okay. I was hoping I wouldn't save it. All right. Well, I'm going downstairs immediately.
I'm still in my disguise. Or I cast it again this morning. Same disguise as last night.
Oh, yeah. Harry, you regained all of your hit points. And go back to your hit point maximum.
Thank you.
I've been trying to kill you. You keep talking about this backup character.
I do have a backup character. It's a backup Star Wars character, and I was going to try and introduce it.
Is his name Hando Balchristian?
Stop it right there. I don't know when you saw my notes, but you need to stop looking at them.
Anyone else going down, or are you staying in your rooms?
So basically, when he got bit, it was like... It basically just if he got a potion until he hit a long rest. Okay, I think I understand now. Okay.
It's just a temporary limit your ability. Yeah.
Yep.
So over breakfast, I'm going to ask really quietly. So do we want to try to get into the sewer system to see if he lives down there, sleeps down there?
If we're staying in town, I hate to say it, but I think we need to because he's just going to keep trying to kill me.
I know.
I say we eat our grub here and then we go straight down there and kill the bastard. The bastard.
This is extensive. I mean, we're really going to have to... I mean, he would have left no tracks whatsoever. He could have led us in the wrong direction. Like, we literally have no idea where he sleeps.
Well, actually, since you have the knowledge with that fantastic roll earlier, wouldn't you know that he goes directly, like, the most direct route home? Isn't that what Jay said?
Yeah, it kind of is.
Okay. Home. All right, well, we can start there.
Yeah.
All right, that sounds good to me.
All right, so you guys are going back to the sewer you saw him go down?
Yep.
Yeah, after I eat my breakfast.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Breakfast is going to cost you 200 gold pieces.
Sold.
I'm doing it. I don't care. I've got 37,000. So.
That's a rip.
It was okay. I've had better.
How good was breakfast? Did I get any extra
roll
temporary
constitution support? Saving throw.
Who, me?
Anyone who got breakfast.
Yes.
No. I paid $200.
I'm not eating. I just said.
$200.
Yeah, it's really expensive. It could give you some kind of perk or poison.
Constitution?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Eek.
I got a 7.
I got 8.
You are both filled with an overwhelming urge to buy more breakfast food.
No.
And maybe also check out the gift shop.
Naturally, I'm going to waste more money.
Okay. Are you getting a second round of breakfast?
Yeah.
Do I have to get it? I guess I have to do it. Overwhelming. Okay. Do I have to roll another constitution saving throw?
That's a 10.
No.
All right. Okay. That's for
Constitution saving throw.
What's in the gift shop? Anything good?
There's some really, really tacky tri-corner hats that have the logo of the inn on them, stitched into them.
Oh, my gosh.
There's also a tunic that says, I went to Iron Glass Inn, and all I got was this t-shirt, this tunic.
Buy the tunic.
How much is the tunic? Please don't be like 500 or anything like that. Ridiculous.
90 gold pieces.
Sold. I get the hat. How much is the hat?
Does it matter?
100 gold pieces.
It's more?
Yeah.
I'll buy both of them. How much was that?
190.
190. Okay.
Oh, Aaron, do you want to eat breakfast for $200?
No.
And never mind. You know I don't trust anyone wearing a tunic, right?
I'm not going to wear this tunic. It's for a friend.
But it's a,
you also go to the gift shop too, Harry.
Yeah, you have an overwhelming urge to go to the gift shop.
I was eating breakfast. I had seconds.
Yeah, but you also had the gift shop urge as well, the same as me. We both failed our constitution saving throw.
Well, I'm going to avoid the tunic. What else was
you
there?
You also find a pair of dice, and the packaging says, these are my magic dice, but they're not magic. They're just normal dice.
How much did they cost me?
He's going to roll.
Oh, 170 gold pieces.
All right, marking it down.
God. There's two of them?
Is it?
No, it's just like a set.
Is that like a whole like set of like multi-sided die?
It's like 3d6s.
Ugh.
All right, Harry. You only have 4,331 gold pieces left.
Ugh. Okay.
All right. Are we ready to get going? I think we've wasted enough time.
Let's do it.
Feeding capitalism.
Yeah.
All right. So you guys get back to the sewer grate. And
oh, great.
Wow.
Sewer. You guys go back to the grate. And
what a waste.
Pretty like really heavy iron that's grating it. And it's about like 2 feet by 3 feet.
So that's fine. I use mold earth. I'll adjust it so we can creep through.
All right.
Screw your storytelling.
The iron grate falls down into the hole that you made with a clang and
a
splash.
Mold earth is really a tricky cantrip.
I love it.
I know. I have a player in one of my games that uses it. It's like it can do anything.
I use it for everything. Yeah, it's so great.
Pun intended.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god! Stop.
All right,
we've done it like 3 times already.
Give me a grate. Oh yeah, I'm hopping down.
I climb down the stairs because I'm not. Yeah, I'm just gonna climb down the stairs.
There's not stairs.
Oh, okay, well, I fall. I jump.
I think you said you fall first. So.
Okay. There's no said. Okay, okay, I'm dead. All right, Harry jumps down into the hole, and Reeve just like flings himself down like a dead fish.
I thought there were stairs.
How much damage do I take?
Harry,
God, he's landing on me or what?
Harry, you jump down and you just feel like a splash and you like jump down into like about like 3 feet of like sewer water.
Oh.
And then Reeve, you just flop in it and it covers your whole body and face.
Oh, no.
Reeve, you're going to get infected doing that. Come on. Get out.
Oh, this
and
smells.
You're going to have disadvantage on any charisma checks. Because you smell
charisma?
Like sewage all over your body.
I have disadvantage on charisma? Oh, dang it. I have a 6 on charisma.
Tatsuo tries to jump down there like in a really cool acrobatic kind of martial arts way.
Roll acrobatics.
Sure.
Aaron, you have this coming if you roll bad.
21.
Jeez.
Oh, man.
And that's
because I have plus six in it.
All right. You do the superhero landing on one knee, but make no splash.
Oh, that's impressive.
It's like bloop.
I'm covering. She just like what do I see with my
Bijou? Are you going down?
Yeah, it was the first one that said I climbed down.
Oh, I thought Harry was the first one. Okay.
No. What do I see down there?
So you guys have like it looks like a sewer in that like it's a round kind of tunnel going pretty far in either direction. From the way that you came, if you were to continue kind of going down that path, like if you were to continue down what you could assume the path Fam was going to take, mm-hmm. it would go towards the north, and then or you could like go towards the south behind you.
Let's go north.
Yeah, I'll go north.
Yeah, I'm going sure. with him.
Yeah, I'm fine with it.
All right, you guys go and you go and you come upon a fork in the road.
I just want to say I'm stealthing this whole time. Because I don't, if there's any creatures that live down here, I don't want to wake them up. What?
My stealth just sucks, that's all.
Oh.
You come upon a fork in the sewer. And the water that's flowing kind of like splits and goes. Doesn't seem like one way is going much stronger than the other.
Can I?
This is poor design.
I'm assuming like every time Fam goes back to, is there still a part to like walk on or is it all water? Like, is there like,
no, you're, edge? It's all water. Yeah. There's not an edge.
Does she know, about the little bit about when a vampire changes back to mist that they can't be touching water? Didn't you say something about that?
Yeah. They can't be exposed to running water.
Okay. As long as you know that. I don't know if we're going to face where it's like, oh, this is kind of drier. Yeah.
But you said the water is flowing kind of equally in both sides.
Mm hmm.
Okay. Is there any, like, I'm assuming every time he comes back to his crypt, he wouldn't be in mist form. Would he? Maybe he is. All right, let's go left.
Seems fine.
Hmm.
I chose right. I'll go left, yeah.
No other directional cue to follow. Might as well.
All right. You guys go to the left.
Could have split the party.
To the left, to the left.
Roll a... Everyone roll a perception check.
Don't tell me what to do.
It's going to be a 24.
A 5.
That's strong, Aaron.
Yeah, so strong.
Oh, what's this roll?
A perception?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Got a 19.
Tatsu, roll a dexterity save.
Great. Well, a 4.
Okay. Harry, what is your perception?
Sorry. 17.
Do you have danger sense in your barbarian stuff?
I don't think so, because I'm really just level 1.
Oh, okay.
Scratch that, Jay. It's a 19.
Okay. So, Bijou, you hear, like, coming from behind you, a bunch of, like, squeaks.
Oh, no.
And, like, scuffles in the water. And then Harry and Reeve also... join in on feeling like just this kind of like movement coming through the water towards you guys as a swarm of rats runs down the sewer through the water. Tatsuo does not see them at all, and they run like right by her, and you step on one and slip and fall into the sewage.
Mm. Ew. So cool.
Now you have disadvantage on all your charisma checks.
And you smell.
It's nothing bad. I'm not used to. It's fine.
Right.
But the rats don't even. Up.
the rats don't even like look at you guys. Like they just keep going like down the tunnel. And they're just like running down.
Do they look like they're running away from something?
They're probably. Let's follow these rats.
You want to go where they're coming from?
Do you, or do you want to? Maybe they're.
I have an Indiana Jones type feeling from this.
Who's that?
I don't know. This is a story I read once when I was a young lad.
I didn't say that
in character, by the way. So.
All right. So are we going to keep going forward or what?
Well, according to Reeve, there's a fire coming behind all these rats.
All right. Let's keep going.
Okay. Let's go.
Tally-ho.
Follow the rats.
Well, I'm not following the rats. I'm following the path of the.
Which happens to be in the same direction as the rats, right?
It maybe for now. I'm not specifically.
You guys go for a while and you kind of like periodically as you're walking, notice more and more swarms of rats kind of like coming from behind you and going down the tunnel. And then eventually you come up to like the water starts getting louder and louder and it feels like it's rushing faster. And you come up to like a dead end of the tunnel where it opens up and the water is like going straight down like a waterfall.
Are we being swept in it or can we still keep our footing?
It's not deep enough to, yeah, you guys can still keep your footing. It's just like getting faster and then going down a waterfall.
Can I peer over the edge and see what's down there?
Yeah. So it opens up into like this huge cavern that all the water is kind of like rushing down and then filling this moat area. And then inside of the moat, there's like a hill with like a little... looks like some sort of like briefly put together shelter and some other kind of weird things that you can't really tell what they are from up here. But it's
about... How far is the drop? Oh.
Yeah, it's about 30 feet of a drop.
Okay.
Does the water look pretty deep at the bottom? Does it look rocky?
Well, it's making like a moat around this area.
How would we get down? How would we get down?
I don't know.
Well, there's a lot of rope.
It's 30 feet, right? We have 100 feet of rope.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
We could easily.
I don't have any rope.
I got rope.
Yeah, I've got rope.
I don't have
rope. Do we have 100 feet? Don't we have 100 feet of it? Or 50 feet?
What do you have written down on your equipment?
I think it's 50 feet.
It's like a starter pack, and I think you have 50
starter feet. It's 50 feet.
That's 50 feet.
So we could just use that.
Yep.
Mine's gone, so I don't have that.
Yeah, I had a different starter pack.
Well, can we share?
No.
This is my room.
All right, I swan dive. No, I'm kidding.
You also do not want a good charisma saving throw. Okay, I'm gonna attach my rope to. Is there anything to attach it to?
Roll a perception check.
Don't roll low because you'll tie it to a rat. Oh, never mind.
Yeah, you're able to actually find like in the like the bricks that are kind of lining this sewer tunnel. You're able to find like a hole that is missing some bricks, and there's kind of like some sturdy, looks like piping that's like almost like rebar, but like the fantasy version of rebar,
like iron, like just iron rod.
Yeah,
yeah. I'll tie it to that, and pretty securely with a nice bowline. And
roll for knots.
Okay, roll for knots. Roll a 20.
All right, good job.
Nice.
While you're tying off this knot, you guys all notice another swarm of rats coming, and they dive off of the waterfall.
They just dive like lemmings. They just dive
like lemmings.
Like lemmings.
Do they hit the bottom?
Yeah, or do they look?
Yeah,
like
you can
submerged?
See little splashes.
I'm gonna
do
climb
any of them
down.
Survive?
You can't tell.
Okay,
I'm climbing down.
Okay.
I get to the bottom, and what do I see?
Feel.
There is another about 3 feet of sewage water. So this is about up to your chest, right, Reeve? This is pretty.
It's like my waist, because I'm. Yeah, I guess it'd be like mid, like your upper waist. Button. Yeah.
You got some long legs.
There's about belly button height of sewage water here. Ugh. And you see some dead rats floating in it. And
I'm not going to. Oh, go ahead.
And then you see like the kind of dry area in front of you.
Okay.
That's like sitting up.
I'm going to pull myself up on that and. Ugh, gross. Yeah, I'm going to pull myself up on that. Do I see the weird things near the shack? Shelter?
Well, do you... You know, I hate to have to ask this, but do you have dark vision?
Yeah. I'm a dwarf.
Yeah, I think most races do, right? So,
hey.
Yeah, you see, like... You see this kind of, like... hastily put together shack with a bunch of wood. You see like a little fire pit. You see like some random holes and it looks like there's someone living down here.
Okay. That's all I see is just that stuff. Okay. Is everybody else coming down?
I'm going to yell down to Reeve. And
okay.
It's too late.
All right.
What do you smell down there?
Do I smell anything besides the sewage in my beard?
Are you using your divine sense?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you smell from the shack, just a stinky vampire smell.
Stinky, stinky, farty vampire smell. Okay. And is it,
I'm going to climb down.
Smells pretty bad down here, and it's not just my beard.
All right, I'm climbing down.
Okay.
Tatsuo climbs down, too.
All right, what are you all doing?
I'm going to approach you guys over to the shack. Jack, yeah. Does it get real rank?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Stinky stink.
I'm
gonna whisper to everybody. I'm gonna open the door and on three. And who has a torch?
I'm gonna say wait.
Yes.
I'm gonna grab some wood, like off of some of the broken stuff.
Okay. Oh yeah.
Break off a piece.
Yeah. I pull out the stake that I have in my. I have I can open up my coat. And I've got like.
Was it leftover from breakfast?
No, not that kind of steak. I wish. I open my cloak up and I have like all sorts of like different sizes of steaks, like just neatly stacked in here. And I just.
Did you get these?
I've had them.
Okay.
This is part of. This is an essential kit of divine paladins. Anyway, so
The steak trench coat.
Yeah, it's like a little. Like stores. So anyway, I pull out the appropriate sized one for how big he was, and I pull it out.
And I'm gonna put a hand on Reeve's shoulder,
mm-hmm.
and I'm gonna say, Reeve, this is what you were born to do. Well, trained to do. And I'm gonna inspire you, and you get a extra D8.
Yeah. Hand it to me this way. Hand me the D8 that way. Like. Like this. I was going to do a cool effect where I go, oh, thanks.
Yeah, that would be such a good effect.
Anyway, sorry. You delete that from the podcast.
If anything, keep it.
So I'm going to open the door very quietly and look inside.
All right. You see... a kind of makeshift, like a wooden box that does not look very well constructed at all. Very poorly constructed wooden box.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just like sitting in the middle of the shack and there's nothing else in the shack.
Does the odor get really bad when I get next to that coffin looking?
Oh, yeah.
Thing?
It's like... like it smells like asparagus pee.
Oh, that's the worst. Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to I kind of gesture at that, and I'm going to whisper to everyone to come in with me. Help. I'm going to ask Tatsuo. I'm going to ask everybody to lift the lid off, and I'm going to stab him in the heart as soon as I see him.
All right. I get ready to lift the lid.
Okay. One, two, three.
Lift.
Roll initiative.
Ah. Do I need to?
Yeah.
That's a 7.
I got 13.
3.
19. But I have no idea what's going on.
Do we have to fight him again? I'm sure he's been absorbing energy from the rats.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
That's why I wanted to follow them. He's probably calling them to him.
I feel like we're like about to fight Thanos after we just lost. He disappeared.
All right, nerd.
Snapped everybody out of existence.
All right, you lift open the lid, and Fam just like was laying down, but just like springs up and reaches out at you, Reeve.
Mm-hmm.
And
what is his initiative? Did he go? Did he
higher than yours? What's your armor class without your shield? Since you did not put
16.
Okay. He grabs you with one hand around the throat and grapples you, and then tries to bite you. He does not succeed on his bite, though.
Yeah.
He's too weak. He can't get all the way up.
Get out of here.
You Harry, are you going to do anything?
Bastard. No, unless I hear... I don't think I even heard anything from where I'm at, so...
No.
Yeah, I'm just chilling.
You heard Reeve say, like, go, open the lid.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm still chilling there.
All right, Reeve, what are you going
to
do?
I'm going to try to stab him in the heart.
All right, roll it.
I don't really know what to... classify this weapon as?
I mean, it would be like a normal melee weapon.
But as far as its attack bonus goes?
It would be strength.
It'd be
use the same attack bonus as your axe. It's just the damage will be different as determined by Jack.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Dang. 15?
Does not hit.
Dang. I'm going to try it again.
Just slides right off him.
I'm going to try it again. Because I got 2 attacks. Oh my god, that misses too. Not a crit, but just miss.
Okay, Bijou, what are you gonna do?
I'm casting Dissonant Whispers at 3rd level. He needs to make a Wisdom saving throw that beats 17.
He beats it.
Okay, he's still gonna take half damage. That's going to be half of, 10, half of 16.
Okay.
And with my bonus action, I'm going to use like an offhand dagger attack. Is there a way, I know it's like a crowded hovel. Is there a way for me to get like out of the, like maybe like 10 feet away from him, but, like to where I can throw a knife?
I mean, you can get just out of melee range, but there's not really enough room. Like, it's a fairly small shack.
Okay, so I'm just going to have to stab with a regular... Well, I'll just stab with a wooden stake. So I'll just stay in melee and stab with a stake. It's going to be a 16 to hit.
All right.
That hits. And what did you say the damage is for a wooden stake?
It would be a D4 for an improvised weapon.
Okay, a D4, and I still get my sneak attack damage because Reeve is in melee as well. So okay. That's 2d6. So that's going to be 11 piercing damage.
Are you just kind of like recklessly stabbing him, or are you aiming for the heart here?
I mean, I'm going for the heart.
Okay.
I'm trying to go like up through the ribs into the heart.
you stab the stake through his heart, and then he just like immediately goes limp. His hand around Reeve's neck falls down, and he kind of like has this look of just like shock, and then you see, and then he just like falls down with the stake sticking out of his heart in his makeshift coffin.
I breathe.
Good one, Bijou.
This is going to be really horrible, Reeve. I don't know if you can hide this from Harry, but we need some proof to show Claire Black that Pham is dead.
All right, I know what to do. Do you have any sort of cloth, like a bag or anything?
Yeah, I've got plenty of fabric and stuff. I take that ugly brown robe that I use, mm-hmm. and I like tear a big enough square off.
Okay, I'm gonna bring up my great axe and lop off the vampire's head.
Okay.
Can I fit it in my bag?
Well, I was gonna put it in the bag that you made. Oh.
Right, but that, can I fit it in my backpack?
I was going to hold on to it. That's okay.
You're going to hold on to it? Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Nothing happens to the head when I do it, when I release it from the body.
Oh, yeah. It wakes up and starts talking and says, "Hey, guys, thanks for coming. What is going on today?"
I don't know. I just know nothing that happens. Weird crap could happen. Okay. So I take his head and put it in the makeshift bag, and I tie it real tight. And I put it on my side, on the side of my belt.
Okay.
Can we?
Is there anything else in the box?
Roll an investigation check.
Yeah, I think I would just check like the box and his body for anything useful. That's a 15.
All right, you find a sword underneath his body, like mm-hmm. in the box, with like inscribed with some elven writing.
I can read that.
Mm-hmm. It says, it's translated to, it's a very, very old like script of Elvish, like it's like basically like a almost like a handwriting you haven't, like, you know how like the Constitution had F's instead of S's kind of thing, mm-hmm. But it says on it that it is the, hold on, sorry, Sword of Vander Amaris.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, cool. Is the smell gone?
Yeah, I mean your bag on your hip smells pretty bad, I guess.
Okay.
All right, I'm gonna put the sword on my belt.
Okay.
I'm gonna ask Bijou to help me lift his. Is his body still in the coffin, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's put the lid back on and bury him. Properly.
Okay.
I don't know how to break this to Harry.
Maybe I can tell him.
All right.
Why don't you stop burying the body and I'll go talk to Harry?
All right. Did you, Tatsu, were you here for the whole thing?
Yep. Okay.
All right. So I want to ask you to help me bury the body.
Sure.
And then
I'm gonna. Oh, go ahead.
And then Bijou's gonna go break it to Harry what happened.
Though I do want to say that once Bijou took, did Bijou take the head off? Who took the head off?
I took the head off, and I have it on me.
Oh, she was gonna congratulate Bijou on decapitating her first person.
Oh well, you can just congratulate me then.
Okay, congratulations on a great decapitation.
Thank you.
All right, I'm going to go climb back up to where Harry is.
Okay.
Hey, Harry.
Hey, what'd you guys find down there?
We found Fam.
Oh, dear.
And Fam is no more.
Okay.
I'm very sorry about it. I also wanted to let you know of something. I do have to tell Claire Black that he's been taken care of just so that she knows that we held up our end of a deal I made.
Okay.
That's all. I just wanted you to know that.
Okay. So we're going to go visit some vampires?
You don't have to. I mean, I can go. Or I can just send her a message. What do you know about Perrin?
Nothing. I just know he was related to him.
Okay. Do you know where Fam is from? Like, where his family... Nothing at all?
I don't think we actually knew where he was from. Yeah, no. No. I knew he had... I think I knew he had a brother...
You know he was like a street urchin in Prine.
Oh yeah, that's right. Do we all know that he's in Prine? I'm gonna say that I knew he was in Prine.
Oh.
Last we checked. And that was what, 5 years ago? 3 year gap ish. Yeah.
All right. Well, I also wanted to tell you I'm really sorry about all this.
It's I kind of coped with it last night, since he was rather relentless with me.
I just don't want to lose you.
No, it's okay. I'm not a fan of how we had to do this, but I can understand that he was going to keep coming at me, so.
Yeah. All right.
I'm going to make my way back up to the sewer. Is there any other way out down at the bottom, or is it just back the way we came?
You see, like, a few other, like, tunnels kind of leading in, like the one you came down.
I'm kind of curious, but kind of just want to get back. Let's just go back the way we came. I'm going to go back up and... Harry, I know that you and Fam were very close, but I had to bring some proof along to make sure that they knew that we took care of Fam. And I point to the bag on my side, and I'm like, I'm sorry.
What's in the bag?
I have to bring back something to show that Fam is dead, so does he get the hint at all, or do I have to explain more?
It's his head, Harry.
I'm sorry, Harry. We buried him, and he should be at rest now.
Okay. You do what you must.
Great big stinky friend stealer.
I thought he smelled pleasant.
So I guess we're gonna
head back.
Try to head back out.
Fight the rats on the way out.
Sewer.
All right. So you guys make it back up to the top side, or you make it back to where you came down. There's a hole above you, 30 feet ahead, 30 feet above you.
Oh man.
I got my rope back, by the way. I took my rope.
Oh.
Do you have any
yeah.
pythons to climb with? Do you have pythons?
Pythons. Oh, I didn't know what those were. I don't think I do. Maybe I do. I don't know.
He's just looking around the room. Is there like
Is there earth on the bottom
a ladder?
Of our, is there earth below us?
No. Oh. That's not how sewers work.
I mean, some of them do.
You're right. They go down into space.
I'm going to look for, like, whoever does maintenance here has to get in and out somewhere. So I'm going to look for a ladder, rungs, anything, footholds that I could climb.
Oh, yeah. There's rungs up the side of it.
That's what I was asking.
Yeah.
I go up those.
Okay. Same. I would have done that if I'd known. I wouldn't have belly flopped. I'd known those were there. Okay.
I mean, I you up. Stated that you wanted to fall in there.
Well, I asked him if there was a ladder, and he's like, there's no ladder. I was like, oh, I guess I'd just fall in. Oh, well. It's fine. Bygones are bygones.
I'll climb out.
Yeah, same.
Tatsuo climbs out.
All right. So what is the plan now?
I press to digitate everyone clean. It takes a little bit because I have to do little bits at a time. But I'm going to get the stank off of everybody.
All right.
And I need to go to the casino in my halfling disguise. No, I'm going to go in my gentleman disguise.
Okay.
I'll sit outside.
You go through.
Oh, do you need the head?
Yeah, I do.
Jesus Christ, head. Guys.
Mm-hmm.
What, oh, wait, BC, you forgot the head.
Is anyone else planning on going in, or is it just Bijou going solo?
I'll go in with her. I'm prestidigitated, all nice and pretty.
Tatsuo is going to stay with Harry.
All right. So you kind of go through the same process as last time, where you go through line.
Mm-hmm.
One of the dwarfs comes up to you guys while you're waiting in line. He looks like a security dwarf. Mm-hmm. And he's like, excuse me, what's in that bag? We'll have to check that bag contents.
I say to him, I'm going to try to convince him, I guess. I'm going to say, oh, I'm sorry. This is a surprise present for Lady Black. I'm not allowed to let anyone see it.
Roll a persuasion check.
This is not the bag you were looking for.
Come on.
Okay. That's going to be a 16. I rolled a 3.
This is, for Lady Black, you say. Is she expecting you?
Yes.
Do you have business here other than the delivering your package?
No.
Are you with some sort of delivery service?
Yes, I am.
Why, in fact, we are.
Wonderful. So you can just come with me, and he kind of pulls you out of line and says, since you're not gambling, you know there's no need to wait here.
Oh, thank you.
And he kind of like escorts you up the stairs into a room. It's not the same room as her office. It's kind of like looks like a security office.
Mm-hmm.
But he escorts you in there and says, I will deliver the message to Lady Black. Who should I tell is delivering?
Her friend from Prine.
Wonderful, wonderful. And he kind of like closes the door and you can hear it lock behind him. And you're just sitting in the security office.
Cool.
There's like almost like some magical kind of like Muzak coming through. Yeah, but it's like on a lute. It's like bring, bing, 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 ding, 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 ding.
That's nice.
Are Harry and Tatsuo doing anything exciting, or are you guys just like skipping rocks?
Just kind of waiting, watching the little pin, just in case.
I'm throwing rocks on the ground.
All right. You hit. You accidentally hit a passing ladybug, and you hear it saying, ew, that hurts.
I break down and cry.
Oh.
All right. Lady Black comes into the office and says, oh, it is who I thought it was. You have something for me?
Yes, it's rather disgusting. I apologize, but I did want you to know the truth of everything that happened. We took care of Fam, and I just present the bag still sealed.
What is that?
That's his head, in case you needed proof.
Oh, well.
She like dropped it in disgust.
I suppose you can just. She kind of like points to like the security guard's desk and says, I suppose just leave it on there and I will have one of my people take care of it. Prefer
okay, I like splurp it onto the desk.
Does it make that sound?
It makes like a.
actually pretty good.
That's really good. Thank you so much for helping us, and I hope this helps you.
I did talk to my sister. I did get a message from her, and she mentioned you and an offer.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was very intriguing that she held you in such high standing. So while I will not necessarily, I'm not the one who makes those kinds of decisions in the family, but if she holds you so highly, then feel free to come back anytime you need a favor, and I'll see if there's some sort of deal that can be reached.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate that.
Anytime. Now, if you'll please, I must go and find someone to take care of this disgusting yet useful gift.
All right, thank you very much. And I'm gonna kind of give a little bow and walk out.
I don't bow to her, but I just go, "M'lady." And like, I kind of like look like I'm smelling, like it just smells real bad.
She kind of gives you like a, she like squints her eyes and gives you a once over and says, "I'm sorry, who are you?"
"Nope."
"Is this your servant?"
"This is my retainer, yes." I'm still working with him on a few things.
"Yes, very well." And she kind of like flips her hair and leaves. And we're going to go ahead and end this episode here. And we'll talk to y'all next week. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Shoulder.
Cats.
Radio.
.com.